Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for a free Better Sleep video and a free sample of this unique mattress material at 1-800-522-5559. The Tempur-Pedic bed is scientifically designed to eliminate the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic can offer unprecedented relief. That's why over 25,000 sleep clinics and health professionals worldwide recommend it. For a free sample of the pressure-relieving Tempur material and a free Better Sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. For a better night's sleep, you need a better bed. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-522-5559. That's 1-800-522-5559. New windows. You know you need them. Your energy bills are high, and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty, leaky, and noisy. So who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears Home Central. Just call 1-800-451-4800 for a free in-home consultation and estimate. Sears vinyl-framed windows glide smoothly and tilt in for easy cleaning. The multi-pane glass may help reduce your energy costs, and with Sears, the work will be done right, on time, and on budget. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. Call 1-800-451-4800 for a free in-home estimate. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for written warranty. Services and materials provided by a Sears authorized contractor. Name and license numbers available on request. You know you need them, so call now for Sears replacement windows. 1-800-451-4800. That's 1-800-451-4800.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon. You probably heard me talk about Avacor, the revolutionary hair regrowth formula that has been successful for virtually everyone who's used it. Now, listen to what my patients have to say about this remarkable treatment.
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
I would definitely recommend Avacor to anybody who has experienced the same hair loss problem that I did.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
Avacor has worked for tens of thousands of men and women. It's safe and effective. Let Avacor work to regrow your hair naturally.
Call 800-495-9629. Now you can use this remarkable treatment risk-free for 3 full months. We're confident it's going to work for you. Call 800-495-9629. That's 800-495-9629.
.com, and you'll actually see the references. The United States Agency for International Development went into Afghanistan in the mid-1980s and spent $56 million on textbooks to promote the Islamic Jihad, to provoke and promote Islamic terrorism, telling these young people, impressionable boys, how wonderful it was to die for Allah, how wonderful it was to kill the infidels. Of course, at the time, they were the Soviets, but they knew very well, of course, what the future held, because these things have been long-term planning. And, of course, we continued financing these various Islamic movements after the end of the Afghan War. And if you'd like to get the documentation on that, a wonderful book we carry, very hard to get in America, called Dollars for Terror. That's dollars per term. But, of course, if you want to get the quotations, the important quotations from the book, why, if you go to my website at radioliberty.com and read my letters between September of the year 2001 and March or April of a year 2001, and it's really all there, all the documentation you need to get an overview of how the Islamic terrorist movement was created. Of course, the Saudi Arabians were sending hundreds of millions of dollars into America. Back, you know, before 1960, we had just a handful of mosques in America. Now we have over 2,000, most of them built with Saudi Arabian money. And, of course, the clerics in those mosques have been trained in Saudi Arabia. 80% of them are radical. They believe in the Islamic Jihad. And, of course, the destruction of America and the imposition of an Islamic state on the world. And this was done with the full knowledge and consent of people highly placed in government who have consistently refused to enforce the laws we have on immigration. And, of course, even today, even since the terrorist attack, our borders are open. If we were really serious about a war on terrorism, we would have closed our borders and sealed them off, no matter what we had to do. And we haven't done it. In fact, we are still allowing radical Islam and potential terrorists to come into this country, both across our borders illegally and legally. In fact, large numbers of people from nations that have been cited by our State Department as terrorists have been allowed to come into this country, 50,000 of them between the 1st of October and the 15th of December of last year, and we have the documentation on all of this. You have to understand, we talk about the war on terrorism, but really this is a war on the American people. And as we will try to develop during the latter half of the program, the new United States Patriot Act, or USA Patriot Act, really, they have all these draconian laws on terrorism, but they don't stipulate that, of course, it has to do anything with Islamic terrorism at all. They, of course, for instance, have given FBI permission now to begin monitoring churches and the law, monitoring what people do in the libraries, what books they take out. Now, I'd just like to ask you, how many Islamic terrorists, Muslims, do you think go to churches in the United States? I mean, there were 19 of them. How many of them do you think attended churches? No, they attended mosques. But, so why are they going to begin monitoring churches? Well, because this has nothing to do with Islamic terrorism. It is a means of bringing the people of the United States, and specifically the Christians, under control, because they fear that some of them might begin to wake up to this great scam that is being perpetrated as we move from conflict to conflict. And, of course, as we move towards a new world order and a new world religion, and that religion is the religion of the Antichrist himself, of course, under the direction of Lucifer, because there is a trinity of evil, just as there is a trinity of good. As we have Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, of course, they have Lucifer or Satan, we have the Antichrist, and the false prophet, and you must understand that we are moving rapidly in that direction today, and the fact that this is not being preached in every pulpit in America today reflects the degree of control that exists over organized Christianity and, truly, over what the American people think. And so we've talked then about the fact that it was well known that there was going to be Islamic attacks on America. If you doubt that we had infiltrated Al-Qaeda, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and specifically request the USA Today article on the infiltration of Al-Qaeda and the prior knowledge of the attack on the World Trade Center. That's the June 4th. USA Today article. You have to request it specifically, but we'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. Of course, we hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family and help us in what we do, but we make these things available for you so that you can get it to others. They knew ahead of time. Where did the information come from? Well, it came from the 350,000 pages of documents the CIA had turned over to the Senate Intelligence Committee. And, of course, fortunately, somebody was able to get through them. They had infiltrated Al-Qaeda. They knew they were going to attack America. They knew they were going to hijack planes. They knew they were going to fly them into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon. They didn't say that they knew what day it was, but they talk about the intercepts that NSA had, saying, tomorrow will be a great day for us. And that, of course, was intercepted on the 10th of September. And we do know that high government officials, high officials in the Defense Department, canceled their flights for September 11th on September 10th, the day before. They knew it was going to happen. If you doubt that, The article appears in the Newsweek magazine 24th of September of last year. We know that Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco was contacted 8 hours before the flight. Why? Because he's one of the most evil men in the country, and he was told to be cautious about flying the following day. We have the article out of the San Francisco Chronicle, and of course that article was suppressed, published only in one edition, and then, of course, not published again. Somebody either did not put it up on the internet or pulled it down, and had it not been for one of our listeners getting that article to me, and then, of course, being able to circulate that across America, that and so many other facts about the fact that there was prior knowledge and nothing was done to protect the people in the World Trade Center and in the Pentagon. In fact, they had even gone so far as to bolt shut the doors to the roof, because you see, during the first bombing of the World Trade Center, some of the people escaped to the roof and were lifted off by helicopters and got out safely that way. This time, there was to be no escape, so they bolted short all the doors to the roof so nobody could get up on the roof and be evacuated by helicopter, and there was an opportunity, at least for a time, to get them away, but none of them did. And nobody escaped. In fact, if you saw that Dateline program when Tom Brokaw presented, where they interviewed Beverly Eckert, whose husband was talking to her on the cell phone, and he was up right next to those doors that were bolted shut, but there was no way to get onto the roof and possibly escape. And then, of course, as the floors began to give way underneath him, she wants to know what really happened. Because, of course, you've never been told the real truth of what happened. Because, you see, we had to have a major incident, and we had one. I think Brzezinski put it best in his book, The Grand Chessboard, where he said, we'll never unite the multicultural society of America behind our foreign policy unless there is a perceived direct external threat. And we have a perceived direct external threat today. And, of course, we're going into war in the Middle East, and we're opening the gates of hell, not only in the Middle East, but I sincerely believe right here in America today. And you out there in the listening audience have an obligation to determine whether what I'm saying is true or not, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And as Dante told us in his Inferno, the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who in a time of moral crisis maintain a position of neutrality. Well, the second phase of the report that was put out by the United States Commission on Security in the 21st Century was issued in the year 2000. The third edition came out in January 31st of the year 2001. And that then laid out the plan for a national security agency from which the Office of Homeland Security was derived, and it is simply a plan for restructuring our government, mobilizing and putting all of these various agencies into one department. That would be the FAA, the Border Control, Immigration, the FBI, the CIA, Customs, Coast Guard. 170,000 people will be put into one massive department. But what it is, of course, is to limit the control of our duly elected representatives in Congress and the Senate, limit the control of the courts, and centralize all power with the executive branch of government, which is the pathway to a dictatorship. And they know exactly what they're doing. A dictatorship works much more efficiently than a constitutional republic. We have a cumbersome type of government. We have checks and balances between the legislative, and the judicial, and the executive branches of government. No longer will they exist. In fact, we're already seeing the federal government, the executive branch, defying the courts as they've asked, for instance, the name of all those people who were locked up immediately after the 9-1-1 attack. They said they had no idea what was going to come down, and yet, amazingly enough, within 24 to 48 hours, they had over 1,200 people under a lock and key. How did they know who all these people were if they had no idea what was coming down? How within 48 hours... or 72 hours at the most, did they know the identity of every one of the terrorists and all those facts about them that was in the New York Times article, that actually the information supposedly had come from the FBI, and that it had been sent to the German intelligence, and then it had been leaked to Der Spiegel, and then it had been, of course, sent to the New York Times, and they put together this extensive article. It would have taken me 3 or 4 days to write it, and it was written by the 14th of September, just 3 days after the attack. How do you think that they did that if they had no idea anything was coming down the line? And if you believe that, of course, you are extremely gullible. So anyway, of course, the plan then was already laid out for the Office of Homeland Security, which, of course, was laid out, and the whole idea is to centralize all power within executive branch of government and gradually then to erode the freedoms, of course, which we are guaranteed under our Constitution. And when we get back, I want to take you into all of the amazing things that happened. The USA Patriot Act, which is one of the most incredible things. It was over 200 pages in length, 150 sections, and yet within 45 days of the attack, they had that through both branches of Congress, signed by the president, the law of the land, and it contained all of the provisions that Bill Clinton couldn't get through after the Murrah building was bombed by the Islamic radicals back in April of 1995. Well, we'll be back in just a moment, and hopefully we can get you to think and question. And please tell others about our programs, get copies of the programs, help us to get the truth out across America while there's still time.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Richard Stewart. Israel is launching an all-out offensive which began on Thursday night after a suicide bombing in Tel Aviv.
The building where Arafat lives is now the only one left standing in his once sprawling compound. The White House and the EU are urging Israel for restraint in its reprisal. Today, however, again, there have been several large blasts as Israeli forces continue their demolition work. Israel says the aim is not to harm Arafat, but rather that the 20 wanted men they say are holed up inside give themselves up. However, with Arafat confined to a tiny area in almost unlivable conditions, local media citing defense officials say that while Israel doesn't plan to expel him, they want to make things so difficult for him that he'll go into voluntary exile. Lourdes Navarro, Ramallah in the West Bank.
Russia is not ready yet to vote for a UN Get Tough resolution on Iraq, but Russian officials who met with the Bush administration Friday signaled they might support a use of force resolution if weapons inspectors turn up hard evidence. This is IRN.
Come with us on a startling journey.
We'll visit the scene of a crime so huge that most of you will not believe it to be real, and so perfect that even today, 86 years after the fact, few realize that the crime even took place. The creation of the Federal Reserve System.
The Federal Reserve is not federal in his doubtful reserve. You will not find the Federal Reserve in the blue pages of government in any phone book. You will find it in the business pages next to Federal Express.
This journey is made possible through a network TV program called Monopoly Men, an expose of what has been called a secret conspiracy to rob the American middle class of its hard-earned wealth. Others say it's an attempt to bring the world under control of an international elite that calls itself the New World Order. You can now get your own VHS or DVD copy of Monopoly Men for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Simply call 1-800-336-7000 and order your copy today. That's 1-800-336-7000 for your copy of Monopoly Men.
This is an IRN business news update. French phone equipment maker Alcatel is eliminating an additional 10,000 jobs over the next 15 months. That amounts to about 12% of the company's workforce. Once completed, the cuts will mean that Alcatel will have shed nearly half of its workforce in just 3 years. One of the nation's largest producers of manufactured housing is lowering its forecast for industry-wide shipments this year. Champion Enterprises is forecasting a 5.6% slide in shipments from last year, blaming uncertainty about wholesale and consumer financing. The world's largest cruise ship operator says earnings are up about 1% from a year ago, despite lower revenues. Carnival says revenues slipped 1% because it sold fewer airline tickets to customers and cruise ticket prices were lower. Larry Ellison is resigning from Apple Computer's board of directors. Ellison, the chairman and chief executive officer of Oracle, says his schedule no longer allows him to remain on the board. With an IRN business news update, I'm Hope Duggar.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Christian Network, broadcasting in the Great Northwest, of course, and coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay here in California, and, of course, bringing you the information you're not going to get through the regular channels. And so we were telling you about the United States Commission on Security in the 21st Century, made up of primarily of members of the Council on Foreign Relations, which was an outgrowth of a secret society created by Cecil Rhodes. How do I know that it was an outgrowth of the secret society? How do I even know about the secret society? Well, I've studied this for many, many years, and if you would like a copy of Cecil Rhodes' Confession of Faith, which he wrote in 1875, where he talked about the idea gleaming and glancing in front of my eyes, dancing in front of my eyes, why shouldn't we create a secret society to bring all the underdeveloped countries of the world under the control of Great Britain, under the British Empire, and of course reunite the United States with the British Empire. We have that. You won't find that elsewhere. If you'd like a free copy of Cecil Rhodes' Confession of Faith, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, but you have to specify what you specifically want. Of course, all of this is discussed in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, then the secret society was created. It came to be known in England as the Round Table Group. And then after the Great War, after the First World War, of course, it metastasized to America and became the Council on Foreign Relations. And the source of that is a book called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in My Time, written by Bill Clinton's mentor, Professor Carol Quigley, pages 951, 952, as I remember, 951, 952. You need to get the factual material, and you need to help us get it out if you're concerned about the future, if you're concerned about your children and your grandchildren and the heritage we leave for them, if you're concerned about what's going to happen to this great, once great nation that was created initially under God and has been taken over by dark and sinister forces united behind the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, of course, the United States Commission on Security in the 21st Century had put out their first three reports. The first one said there's going to be terrorism in America, there's going to be weapons of mass destruction, there's going to be destruction of our cities, and that's why FEMA today is planning on setting up tent cities all across America, spending billions of dollars because they know what lies ahead. They just don't want the American people to know just as yet. If you'd like those articles by Chris Ruddy, and you have to specify them, why they are available on the Internet or they're available through our ministry, you need to understand that everything that's happening has been scripted for a long period of time. Well, anyway, the third report, of course, called for the restructuring of our government and a national security agency, which is the Office of Homeland Security, which centralizes all power with the executive, limits the power of Congress, limits the power of the courts, and makes it very efficient constitutional dictatorship. Well, it was 3 days after the attack on the World Trade Center when Gary Hart, former senator, co-chairman of the National U.S. Commission on Security in the 21st Century, addressed an emergency meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations that was held in Washington, D.C., and this is what he said. There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once. It hasn't been used since. That is the New World Order. There is a chance for the President of the United States that he can use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase is used only once, and that is the New World Order. Use this disaster, and that's really what it's all about. They're using the tragedy and the deaths of all those innocent people to bring about the transformation of our society. Because, you see, everything that's happened since then was scripted ahead of time. 6 days later, of course, on the 20th of September, President Bush addressed the nation and called for the formation of the Office of Homeland Security. And then, of course, the USA Patriot Act was introduced into Congress, and, of course, that stands for Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism. USA Patriot. It was 150 sections. It was over 200 pages long of legalese and gobbledygook and all those things that only lawyers can write, and it obviously had taken years in preparation. And yet it was not only supposedly presented, passed by both houses of the legislature, and signed by the president 45 days after the terrorist attack on October 26th. Ladies and gentlemen, this was scripted long ahead of time. Here were all of the various things that Bill Clinton couldn't get through, but George Bush got them through. And what is it to massively expand the police power of the state? Do you realize that now, of course, it's very easy to get a warrant to listen to your telephone, to listen to read your faxes, to read your emails, and you see there's no stipulation that has to do with anything with Islamic terrorism. They've redefined terrorism, and this is not about Islamic terrorism at all. That has to be the guise. Everything, almost anything now is terrorist. If you read the writings of Congressman Ron Paul, he will tell you that they've actually changed the definition of domestic terrorism. Not foreign terrorism, not Islamic terrorism. Domestic terrorism to be anything. Anybody who opposes what's going on in our society today is a potential terrorist, and of course, then they can be deprived of their constitutional rights and put away without habeas corpus. And we've already seen how people, American citizens, and they may not be very nice people, they may be members of Al-Qaeda, but they've been deprived of their constitutional rights, they've been put in prison, they can't have a lawyer, they can't face their accuser, they can't get the evidence against them. United States citizens. Well, people say that's all right for enemy combatants, but what about the United States citizens? And if it's all right for them, what about your son? What about your daughter? What about your friends? What about you? You say it couldn't happen in America? This happens in any country that turns its back on freedom. So the USA Patriot Act basically extends the list of crimes classified as terrorist acts, redefines terrorism so almost anything can be considered a terrorist activity. It provides nationwide jurisdiction for search warrants. It allows the FBI to monitor electronic communications. It allows them to come into your home and search it when you're not there, and take things and steal things out of your home, and you'll never know what happened to them until, of course, you face the bar of justice. It allows the sharing of information for all agencies. It authorizes a secret medical tribunal. There's 150 sections in this legislation. Do you really think that that was written and enacted in 45 days? This was long-term planning. And much of this legislation had actually been planned by Bill Clinton during his administration. These were things Congress would not act on. But you see, they had the Congress so intimidated after the anthrax attack that the congressman voted for this, they never saw it. There were only three Republicans who voted against it. One of them was, of course, Ron Paul. They voted for legislation they'd never read. But you see, this is what you do when people are frightened. And then, of course, shortly after the attack by the Centers for Disease Control, an organization I've crossed swords with many times, it is an organization that seems to be more interested in limiting our freedom and forcing vaccinations on people than anything else. And certainly, they, of course, always wanted forced vaccination. They've always wanted draconian controls. They've even wanted to disarm the people because guns, of course, are hazardous to our health. And so they came up, and they went to the state legislatures almost immediately after the attack, and they said, look, we want you to introduce the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. Now, the contract for that had been let out in the year 2000. This had planned long before the terrorist attack. And with this, of course, in case of a declared health care emergency, why you can have mandatory vaccination, you can be forced to be vaccinated. What's wrong with that? Well, I will tell you what's wrong with it. Vaccines have been used for social purposes to sterilize people, women in the Philippines, women in Kenya. And you say, well, that doesn't affect me, but how do you know what's going to be in the vaccine you took? 200,000 American servicemen who went to the Gulf War have actually registered as being ill from Gulf War illness. How would you like to get a vaccination that would incapacitate you or your family for the rest of your life? This legislation allows them to evacuate people, to quarantine and isolate and put people in detention camps if they refuse to be vaccinated. You can be fined and imprisoned for refusing to be vaccinated. It allows the public health authorities to control health care delivery, to seize all medical supplies. They can come into your home and seize your medicines. They can take your automobile, your gasoline. They can take your private property in the name of a health care emergency. What does this have to do with Islamic terrorism? Ladies and gentlemen, this legislation was written long before the September 11th attack. And so much of what's going on today was scripted long, long, long ago. And the fact that most Americans don't understand that simply reflects the control that today exists over what American people think. And then, of course, there's the TIPS program, which is being implemented under the auspices of the Citizen Corps. This is a wonderful new idea where you're going to be forced to volunteer for public service, and we'll tell you more about the TIPS program, the Terrorism Information and Prevention System, when we get back from this break. But remember, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV war, because we are at war. But the enemy is not necessarily the Islamic terrorists, although they are wicked and evil people intent upon our destruction. What we want to find out is who has been financing them, why, of course, they were allowed to operate openly here in America for so many years before the September 11th attack. The FBI wasn't allowed to investigate them. Why on the terrorist list at our airports they had Christians, but not Islamic terrorists. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Are you overpaying for life insurance? Think about it. You may be depriving your loved ones of the vital protection they deserve. Best Quote is the smart, easy way to find the best insurance rates. No hassle, no pressure, no nonsense. Just the best quotes from leading life insurance companies. Imagine saving up to 70% on your premiums. For instance, a 35-year-old non-smoking male can get $250,000 in coverage for less than $12 a month, guaranteed for 10 years. There's no obligation. Just give Best Quote a call for free information in the mail. Compare the rates, and if you decide to buy, you call them. No salesman ever contacts you. More insurance for less money. Simple as that. If you want to provide your family with the best protection you can afford, join the nearly 1 million who have already shopped with Best Quote. Call toll-free 1-800-865-5505. That's 1-800-865-5505. Call now, 1-800-865-5505. Following dependent upon underwriting, Nicola GRX 10, available in most states. Steve Rubin, license agent. Call for state-specific licensing.
Is life moving too fast?
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you have no choice but to move as fast as you can. Sometimes you move so fast you don't take a close look at life's details. When was the last time you looked at your health insurance? If you don't have health insurance, or if you have the wrong coverage, serious medical bills could mount up. That's where the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company comes in. We provide affordable health insurance for the self-employed and small business owners. Call us 24 hours a day at 1-888-839-4651. That's 1-888-839-4651. If you don't have health insurance, call us. If you have coverage, call anyway to see if we can give you better coverage at a better price. Stay on track for affordable health insurance designed specifically for the self-employed and small business owners. Call Mega 24 hours a day, 1-888-839-4651. 1-888-839-4651. Coverage not available in all states.
Are you scared of how in debt you are? Are you feeling lost in a sea of bills? You're not alone. And now there's somewhere you can turn for help. It's a non-profit organization called DebtScape. They'll negotiate with your creditors for you. They can get your payments reduced as much as 50%, eliminate or reduce your interest rates, and much more. Just call 1-800-762-5400 to see what DebtScape can do for you. Even if you're not a homeowner, DebtScape can help. They can consolidate your multiple payments into one lower monthly payment. And with their help, you can pay off your debts in as little as one quarter of the time you'd be able to on your own. If you have over $2,000 in bills, call DebtScape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential and there's no obligation. You've lived with the fear long enough. You owe it to yourself, to your peace of mind, to let DebtScape help you get debt-free. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course we're telling you about some of the things that have happened since the September 11th attack that have been introduced. One of them is the TIPS program. It's known as the Terrorism Information and Prevention System, and it is a means by which we will have spying of one American on another, exactly as they have in Castro's Cuba. Of course, always in the name of course, opposing terrorism, Islamic terrorism, but it really isn't Islamic terrorism. They want you informing on other people. They want to recruit your meter person who reads your meter, the people who deliver for UPS, your mailman, anybody who can get on your property, and of course then begin to inform on you, and I'm sure there'll be fancy rewards for this down the line. Right now, of course, you're just doing this to be patriotic, and well, that's just what they did in Castro's Cuba. That's what they did in Mao's China. That's what they did in the Stasi in East Germany. But the program that has been suggested here would be about one person out of 24. That's even more than they had in the Stasi in East Germany and their secret police. But, of course, this is being advocated in the name of protecting us from terrorism. Now, all you need to do is see what the FBI pamphlet was that was put out in 1999 in Phoenix, Arizona. And we have that. It's up on my webpage at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. But you can, of course, get a free copy if you give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, basically they tell you how to identify a terrorist. Why? I mean, you can tell a terrorist because he talks about the Constitution, and he really opposes what the government is doing and what the United Nations is doing. Why? He belongs to hate groups. He talks about the rights of individuals, and he questions government authority. Why, he may even belong to a doomsday group. And, of course, I will tell you that definition is, of course, if you believe in the end times. I happen to have, just shortly after the September 11th attack, a call from a man who actually works at the FBI office in Oklahoma, because I've checked him out. He's there. And he asked me about my religious beliefs. What does that have to do with the Islamic terrorist attack? Nothing, because it's really the Christians they're watching. And this is what it's going to be. If you'd like a copy of that FBI brochure, and we've actually checked it out, we've actually had people call the telephone numbers there for the local police, and they acknowledge they put this out. Do you believe in the Constitution and constitutional guarantees? Are you sometimes critical of the government? Well, that would, of course, mean that you are a potential terrorist. You need to understand what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. It is not about Islamic terrorism. If it were, we would have sealed our borders. We would begin profiling people, getting on planes, and if I was of Middle Eastern descent and a loyal American, that's what I would want, because I wouldn't want Islamic terrorists on that plane threatening my life and my family. But unfortunately, this is not what is going on today at all. We've not closed our borders. We're still bringing in people, terrorists. You can, if you're an Islamic terrorist, you can go to Canada, get a passport, come here and stay as long as you want to. If you are a permanent resident of the United States, even though you come from a terrorist country, you go out of the country, when you come back in, they stamp your passport U.S. citizen, even though you're a citizen of a terrorist country. All of these things are going on, and you have no idea that the war against terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill. But, of course, we had to have the war on terrorism to justify going to war in Afghanistan. You remember the Afghan government said, look, show us the proof that Osama bin Laden was behind this. We'll give him to you. And we said, we won't show you. We want all the leaders of your terrorist movement there. Said, well, what are their names? We just want them all. Well, there was no way they could possibly comply with that. How could they comply when we wouldn't give them the names of the terrorist leaders they wanted? And then, of course, they said, look, we'll send Osama bin Laden out of the country to a third country for trial. And they said, no, we don't want that. And then, of course, they said, well, look, we'll just tell him to get out of the country. We won't have him here at all. We wanted to go to war with Afghanistan. And just the same way, we want to go to war with Saddam Hussein. It doesn't matter that he's willing to let in United Nations inspectors. They'll find some other reason for this war, because the war has nothing to do with Saddam Hussein. It has to do with changing the world. And this was planned long before the September 11th attack. And if any of you want the article out of the British newspapers pointing out that this was planned even before George Bush was elected to the presidency, ask for the British article. And if you call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, ask for these articles. Of course, we hope that you're going to be ordering things or joining the Radio Liberty family, which is how we're able to do what we do 5 hours a day. Speaking out on radio across America, we have almost 50 outlets now. Some of them may only be half an hour a week, but a lot of them are daily outlets. We're getting the information out, at least to that cadre. Hopefully the people will open their eyes, the scales will fall off the eyes of some of the people, and they'll understand we're involved in a spiritual battle on a political and ideological battlefield. How long will we be allowed to continue doing what we're doing? I don't know. But as long as God gives me a microphone, and those of you out in the listening audience will stand behind me, I will bring you the news behind the news. I'll bring you the truth. You may not like to hear this, but you have an obligation to know. You need to get a copy of this program, and they're available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and you can give you our permission to copy it and circulate that. You need to get our newsletter. I hope many of you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more. You'll get our 4 best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but you'll be helping us do what we do as we reach out across America with the truth. The Bush administration has done many things since it came to power. It wants to put in the TIPS program. It wants people spying on other people in the name of fighting terrorism. It plans to repeal the Posse Comitatus Act so they can use the American military against the American people. What does that have to do with Islamic terrorism? Nothing. It's simply that they know about the coming crisis in America, the terrorist attacks, the weapons of mass destruction which are going to be used here, and the destruction of our cities. This is being planned. You have to understand that you don't put out $300 million for a plan to build tent cities across America unless you've got a pretty good idea of what lies ahead. And believe me, you may think it's going to happen to somebody else, but of course it could happen to you or somebody you love. The Bush administration refuses to comply with court orders. The courts have asked them for the names of all the people that they're holding today. They refuse to give them. They've asked for the proof against the so-called enemy combatants who are U.S. citizens. The Bush administration refused to provide that. The Bush administration has ordered the government employees not to comply with freedom of information requests, despite the fact that's required by law. They've withdrawn the protection from government whistleblowers, the protections in the law there. They want a national medical data bank that'll eliminate all medical privacy so that any government agent can get into your medical records or any corporation, anybody who wants to. They want, of course, to make your financial records completely open so that, of course, anybody can get into your financial records. What does that have to do with fighting Islamic terrorism? And I would suggest that none of these things have to do with fighting Islamic terrorism. They have to do with changing America forever from a free society to an authoritarian society, because they believe in a ruling elite who will control the world. And if you really want to understand what motivates these people, you need to get my book, and I mentioned it earlier, The Brotherhood of Darkness. It's based upon 40 years of research and travel, and I'd lived in South Africa, so I knew part of the answer was there. I've spent weeks and months going through dusty files back at Georgetown University and Yale University, and yes, even at the basement of the Council on Foreign Relations, and collected files nobody's ever seen before, where it shows that they were planning for the Second World War long before, of course, Adolf Hitler had taken the Sudetenland. You need to get the information that we have available through our ministry at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Get the Brotherhood of Darkness. Get my video or the audio tape, or hopefully you'll get the Brotherhood of Darkness special for $29.95. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get some of our specials. We have them on Vietnam. Because before we enter a war with Iraq and the Middle East, you really need to know the truth about Vietnam, which was never fought to defeat communism. We tell you the real reason for Vietnam. You need to know what happened to the boys we abandoned, the brave soldiers who went overseas to fight in the Second World War, and Korea and Vietnam, the book Betrayed by Joseph Douglas, Dr. Joe Douglas. Get the book Betrayed by Dr. Joe Douglas. And then, of course, we hope you want to get my new video. It's called 9-1-1 Contrived, and it will give you an overall view of what's going on. We will have a new video that covers much of what we talked about today. If you want to get a tape of this program, of course, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Other things you can do to help us, if you have children or grandchildren in government schools, an excellent Christmas gift would be a Phenopoly set. It will teach them on 5 board games and 2 bonus games how to read phonetically, how to pronounce words phonetically, how to begin to think phonetically. It gives you the 40 sounds of the English language. It gives you the 12 basic rules of spelling and the 12 basic rules of pronunciation. And in about 16 to 20 hours, you can reprogram a child's mind so that they can begin to think phonetically. And that's the Phonopoly set. Most of these programs are $300 or $400. This is $139.95, and we've got them out all across America. We think it's a great, great gift. It's so important, because the greatest gift you can give to a child is the ability to read well and to understand the rules of our language. And then, of course, for homeschoolers, we have a program. It's called the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum, and it's $199.95, not a year, but for the entire curriculum. It consists of 22 CDs that Dr. Robinson, who I've known for many years, an outstanding scientist, used to educate his children, his six children, and of course the first two boys to complete the program, went into the third year of college because they were so far ahead of their contemporaries. And of course, with this, you know, the tests and the textbooks and the lesson plans are all there. All you have to buy are the Saxon textbooks, which you can get from Dr. Robinson at a 20% discount. The Robinson homeschool curriculum, we recommend. The greatest gift you can give is an education. If you love your children, get them out of government schools, because they're not educating them. They're indoctrinating them in environmentalism and sexism and hatred of parents and hatred of God and hatred of family, belief in this whole idea of a new world order and a new world religion, and undermine their faith in God. The Robinson Homeschool Curriculum, $199.95, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for God's mercy on this country, because, of course, this country has turned its back on God. We ask for the discernment of our people, a discernment of our ministers. We ask you to try to educate your ministers about the spiritual nature of our battle, and that's why my video, The Brotherhood of Darkness, is so important. And, of course, if you write to us, why, you'll... get a catalog. It'll have many of our other products there. And of course, if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, give us a call. The last one deals, the August one deals with the Oklahoma City bombing. The July one deals with the vaccination and the danger of vaccination that they may start forcing us to take. And then we ask you to pray for our leaders. We ask you to pray for revival in America. But last, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until next week at the same time, may the Lord be with you.